This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the terrible events of this day, and they have all been terrible events, may end up bringing a little bit of clarity to our republic. With a 6 p.m. curfew in Washington, I can't imagine that they will reconvene the Senate and the House to go through what really should be simply a pro forma ritual. The whole idea of debating each objections to each state's vote and debating those objections for 2 hours each. It's incredibly sad, and it is incredibly misguided, and it is just wrong to pursue that course of action. And frankly, I would be very surprised if smart people like Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, if they look at what happened today, if they actually take time to listen to the president's a truly revolting speech this morning. And again, for anyone who doubts that it was a truly revolting speech, I dare you, listen to it. Listen to it. Listen to the whole damn thing. And basically, the chief of police of the Washington Metropolitan Police Department just said that it was immediately following his speech where he urged people to keep fighting, you can't allow this to stand. Do you know what he said? The president of the United States, he said, this was the most corrupt election in the history of the world. That is a direct quote from the president of the United States, speaking in front of the White House with a presidential seal. 2 weeks more of him, of this. Okay, think for just a moment. Do you remember Saddam Hussein, evil dictator? And this has nothing to do with whether the Iraq war was a good idea or was a terrible idea. I think in retrospect, it probably was a terrible idea, okay? But Saddam Hussein used to have elections where he would get 99.8% of the vote. And this, Trump says, is the most corrupt election in the history of the world. Elections they had in Cuba, they have in China, that they had in Stalin's Russia, that they have in Putin's Russia, for God's sake. This is the most corrupt election in the history of the world. If he has just told people that he believes that Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes, there's no way Joe Biden, he was down in his basement, he couldn't even get big people at his rally. There's no way he got 81 million votes. So he is suggesting that his fellow Republicans, that members of state legislatures, that governors, that secretaries of state, that all of these people who are Republicans and judges by the raftful, including judges that he appointed, he is suggesting that those people stood by for this evil corruption? This is appalling. And it's appalling considering the next 2 weeks. The idea that he is telling people that something has been taken from you, what's been taken from you, they're working against you, they're trying to steal your government, they're trying to steal this, they're trying to steal that. That kind of lie leads directly and right up Constitution Avenue, because that's where they marched. You heard the police chief in the Metropolitan District. And what I am concerned about here is, honest to God, the president has to stop it. And if he won't, and he won't, then it has to be stopped by his enablers, people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and Jim Jordan, who may be getting a Medal of Freedom from the president. No, that's not a joke. He already gave one to Devin Nunes. That people like that who are making these challenges. And the point about Ted Cruz is Ted Cruz was very direct about this in some of the interviews that he was doing. He knows there is no chance for them to set up this electoral commission that Ted Cruz seems to favor, that will, on an emergency basis, investigate all six of the states in 10 days. There's not a chance. And he knows that. But why is he doing this? His own political advancement. And it's time to pull back. Okay, the Republicans just lost two elections that we should have won. We really should have won in Georgia. Part of the reason, I believe, is because of this refusal to accept a legitimate election, an election that the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, who was a very loyal soldier in President Trump's Praetorian Guard, Bill Barr said there is no evidence of fraud that would have changed the outcome in any state. It wasn't there. The election happened. It wasn't particularly close. And the one thing that I hope that will help the country is that maybe some responsible people, I don't even count on Mo Brooks of Alabama or Paul Gosar of Arizona or some of those people, but people on the House side, like the whip, Steve Scalise, he's a good guy. Steve, this stuff is hurting the country right now. And to continue having two-hour debates for every single state about whether the state drop boxes were put in the right place or there were too many drop boxes or there were not enough drop boxes, to talk about how they cure the signatures, to talk about all of these details of state governance, which is not the business of the United States Congress. This is the one point that Pat Toomey made, Republican, conservative Republican, former head of the Club for Growth. Pat Toomey made this point on the floor of Congress today during the Senate debate. The point being that Congress does not have unlimited authority about how states run their elections. And you may say, well, the Constitution says the legislature will determine. Yes, but legislatures work with state judiciaries. The point of the Constitution in Article 1, Section 2, talking about setting up the system for choosing the members of the Electoral College, is that that will be decided by each state separately. By the way, it used to be that the state's legislatures themselves made the decision, yeah, we're going to go ahead and pick the electors ourselves, each state legislature. And then it changed. America, particularly in the Jacksonian era, had a more democratic system where people, actually voters, could make that decision about choosing the slate of electors they wanted. If all of a sudden you wanted in the state of Georgia, say, let's go back to having the state legislature pick the electors. Okay, but then you have to make that change. And the idea that anything would change on this situation, and let me tell you why it won't. First of all, because the Democrats control a majority of the House. And in addition to that, there are at least 50 Republicans in the House, led by Liz Cheney, the number three ranking Republican, including some of the most principled conservatives, people like Chip Roy in Texas and Thomas Massie in Kentucky and others. They have said, no, we're not going to vote to sustain these objections. And when you have 50 Republicans joined with 222 Democrats, that's a very big majority. In the Senate side, when you have now 50 Democratic senators, and then that's combined with at least 30 Republican senators, that's 80 senators. That's what the vote is going to be here. So guys, stop it. Don't bring the Congress back tomorrow or the next day to continue a meaningless debate that is tearing the country apart. If you disagree with me on this, you can call 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, I will go to your calls in just a moment. Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska, who is one of those principled voices and strong voices that I greatly respect, and my hat's off to Senator Sasse, who just got reelected in a landslide, by the way. Senator Sasso of Nebraska said today the United States Capitol, the world's greatest symbol of self-government, was ransacked while the leader of the free world cowered behind his keyboard, tweeting against his vice president for fulfilling the duties of his oath to the Constitution. Lies have consequences, said Republican conservative Senator Ben Sasse. This violence was the inevitable and ugly outcome of the president's addiction to constantly stoking division. Americans are better than this. Americans aren't nihilists. Americans aren't arsonists. Americans aren't French revolutionaries taking to the barricades. This is not how we peacefully transfer power. The American people are tough. Our constitutional order is strong. And we will meet this moment with strength and grace. Do we have audio here of Dr. Paul? Okay. He is planning to deliver this, and I'll bring it out as soon as I can. I don't know what Dr. Paul would say. But he says, I wrote a speech today. I was planning to say I fear the chaos of establishing a precedent that Congress can overturn elections. Boy, was I right. Chaos. Anarchy. It's wrong, and it's un-American. The vote we are about to cast is important, now more than ever. The question is, should Congress override the certified results from the states and nullify the states' right to conduct elections? The vote today is not a protest. The vote today is literally to overturn the election. Voting to overturn state-certified elections would be the opposite of what state rights Republicans have always advocated for. Bless you, Senator Paul. Is that ever right? This would doom the Electoral College forever. It was never intended by our founders that Congress had the power to overturn state-certified elections. My oath to the Constitution doesn't allow me to disobey the law. I cannot vote to overturn the verdict of the states. Such a vote would be to overturn everything held dear by those of us who support the rights of states in this great system of federalism bequeathed to us by our founders. The Electoral College is without question... The Electoral College was created to devolve the power of selecting presidential electors to the states. The Electoral College is without question an inseparable friend to those of us who believe that every American across our vast country deserves to be heard. If Congress were given the power to overturn the state's elections, what terrible chaos would ensue. Imagine the furor against the Electoral College if Congress becomes a forum to overturn states' Electoral College slates. It is one thing to be angry. It is another to focus one's anger in a constructive way. That hasn't happened today, to say the least. We simply cannot destroy the Constitution, our laws, and the Electoral College in the process. I hope as the nation's anger cools, we can channel that energy into essential electoral reforms in every state. America is admired, and this is the last paragraph, around the world for our free elections. We absolutely must fix this mess and restore confidence and integrity to our elections. I understand what happened now. Dr. Paul, Senator Paul of Kentucky, was about to deliver those remarks in the debate they had going on in the Senate when the Capitol building was ransacked by pro-Trump protesters. Let me go to Joe in Tacoma, who's been hanging on. Joe, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Michael, thanks for taking the call. Listen, I don't endorse the violence. I think that the election's been decided. Biden is the president. I don't like it. The Senate is in control of his hands as well. I don't think that doing the semantics that we're doing right now are helpful, but here's where I disagree with you, is I think that this country has just crossed a threshold, and we will never be the same country again. I think that this is a watershed moment, and you are a very optimistic person. You tend to always see the potential will endure forever, but I think you're wrong on this, Michael. I think this is a critical moment.
Okay, if you believe that this is a crucial moment and that the Biden administration, which, by the way, just named Merrick Garland, federal court judge, to be the new attorney general. But, Joe, what is it that you fear most
that you want me to give you a list?
The Biden administration is going to do? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you a list. Okay, first of all, we're
no, not a list.
Probably...
Don't list. Just what do you fear most?
Most? Well, let's see. There's probably going to be comprehensive immigration reform where we have suddenly a mass wave of new voters on the rolls.
No, you won't suddenly have that. But by the way, no one has ever proposed that. Do you know that once you get a green card under the immigration reform that President Bush was pushing, which I ardently supported, that immigration reform, it would have taken 4 years for people to get a green card. And then once you get a green card, it's another 5 years. So it would have taken 9 years. You don't suddenly have a massive role. And to prevent people who want to become citizens and are willing to work for it, do we really want people not to Americanize who are living here, some of them for 20, 30 years? Question.
Are created equal. There are people here that want a job. Yeah, hey, that's great. But there are a ton of people here that this is a welfare state, and so they want to come and take advantage of it. And they're going to vote for
okay,
a party that's going to continue doing that to them.
If that is your big issue, then I simply think you're wrong. The immigration reform that will happen, and I do believe there will be immigration reform in the Biden administration, will be very similar to what President Bush fought for in 2006 and fought for in 2007, and where he had support, by the way, from 22 Republican United States senators. And it was basically killed, the immigration reform, by people like Senator Barack Obama, but that's another story. The idea is that you're talking about, do you know for people who are legal here, how long on average they've lived in the United States?
No, I don't know the exact time.
It's about 16 years on average. In other words, that many of them for much more than 16 years. And I do think that it's not outrageous. And when you say America will never be the same, yeah, I think America will be better if some of the people who are here without documentation actually are encouraged to do what the DACA people were asked to do, which is to come forward, pay money, get a work permit, and then get in line. You don't get anything automatic. You don't get anything given to you. And there are laws, I think it's in 46 states, it's in almost all states, that disqualify people without documentation. In other words, without legal papers from getting food stamps, from getting basic welfare grants from counties and states. It's different from some of the propaganda you've heard. They're not going to become immediate voters. And by the way, President Trump showed in this election. He did. He made real progress with Latino voters. And we shouldn't assume that everybody who's an immigrant to this country is going to vote against conservative principles. If we make those principles dynamic and appealing, we'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump calling on the Capitol protesters to go home in peace.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time.
At least one protester was shot and taken to a nearby hospital. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News what he heard.
I'm with Capitol Police. I heard on the radio shots fired.
Police are trying to regain order, and members of Congress were working to certify the results of the presidential election. That certification was put on hold. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A statement was just issued here on the Michael Medved Show by the acting Secretary of Defense of the United States. His name is Christopher Miller. What happened to Mike Esper? He was fired by President Trump because they disagreed about the names of Confederate heroes being on military bases, among other things. Acting Secretary of Defense, Christopher Miller, says Chairman Milley, that would be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I just spoke separately with the Vice President and with Speaker Pelosi, with Leader McConnell, with Senator Schumer, and Representative Hoyer about the situation at the U.S. Capitol. Now listen carefully. Who did they speak to, and who did they not speak to? Chairman Milley and I just spoke separately with the Vice President and with Speaker Pelosi, Leader McConnell, Senator Schumer, and Representative Hoyer. Steny Hoyer is the Democratic, the majority leader in the House of Representatives. About the situation at the U.S. Capitol, we have fully activated the D.C. National Guard to assist federal and local law enforcement as they work to peacefully address the situation. We are prepared to provide additional support as necessary and appropriate as requested by local authorities. Our people are sworn to defend the Constitution and our democratic form of government, and they will act accordingly. It is extraordinarily striking and very significant that the acting Secretary of Defense did not speak to the president. And why didn't he speak to the president? Let me give you an example of why. Okay? This morning, addressing the crowd before the crowd turned violent and attacked the Capitol building, and yes, it was the same people that certified by the D.C. police who were marching up the street, who then later scaled the Capitol building and burst into it and wreaked havoc. President Trump declared again that he won the election. This is clip number four, Jeremy. This, you can give it a taste.
And our election was over at 10 o'clock in the evening. We're leading Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia by hundreds of thousands of votes. And then late in the evening or early in the morning, boom, these explosions of bullshit. And all of a sudden... all of a sudden it started to happen.
They're chanting the words, the BS words that President Trump used. Look, it's not the fact that he used the BS words. It's the fact that he is repeating, and he repeated at least five times in his speech, that he won by a landslide. That he actually won the election. Think about this for a moment. Do you really believe the president thinks he won by a landslide? And where is there any evidence, and don't tell me that there were drop boxes in the wrong place, where is there any evidence that the president actually won by a landslide? There were no pre-election polls, no exit polls. It was supposed to be a landslide for Biden. It wasn't. It wasn't exactly. It was a decisive victory. But the idea that President Trump won the election and he won by a landslide, based on what? And when the president keeps saying that, when even when he delivers a plea for the demonstrators to go home, to be peaceful and go home now, but he precedes that by saying they, whoever they is, I guess they is people like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Secretary of Defense, and the Speaker of the House and the Vice President and all of the people who aren't buying onto this whole idea of trying to overturn an election. It is time. It is beyond time. And some of this is going to fall right on the Vice President of the United States. Because Mike Pence at this point, having been attacked by the President on Twitter and in his speech and more, the Vice President has to move us to normality. And to help call an end to this process that they're trying to go through, that they were trying to go through in the House and the Senate when all of this began to happen, to acknowledge that Biden won the election, and to indicate his presence at the inauguration. The President, he'll do what he'll do. But the Vice President, if he wants to have any kind of credibility or any kind of political future, if he wants to do the right thing for the country, most importantly, show up, be a normal public servant, acknowledge Biden's victory. Isn't it about time? Rudy Giuliani spoke this morning at a Stop the Steal rally. And he was prepping the same crowd that later stormed the Capitol. Rudy spoke to the... this is Mo Brooks, who is one of the leader of the House side from Alabama in challenging the electoral votes from the six swing states. Here is Congressman Mo Brooks at the Stop the Steal rally this morning. Listen.
As such today... is important in another way. Today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking ass.
Okay, and then we have this from President Trump. This is clip five.
Well, what we have to go through, and you have to get your people to fight. And if they don't fight, we have to primary the hell out of the ones that don't fight. You primary them. We're gonna let you know who they are. I could already tell you, frankly.
Okay, and Don Jr., the president's son, says this, clip eight.
guys, that's the message. These guys better fight for Trump. Because if they're not, guess what? I'm going to be in your backyard in a couple of months. Guys like Scott here. Look up. Wow. Okay. I can't go through the whole list because I don't have 45 minutes to go through all the patriots that have been fighting, that have been on the ground, that have mobilized to put good Republicans in those positions. Guess what, folks? If you're going to be the zero and not the hero, we're coming for you, and we're going to have a good time doing it.
Good for the future of the Republican Party, is it? In other words, and based upon what? It's 2 weeks before inauguration. If I could talk to Donald Jr., ask him, what do you expect to happen? How is this supposed to go? There is no sane person with a room temperature IQ or above. No one who believes that there is a way for Trump to overturn the election. Nor should there be. So what are we going through here? And what we're going through is roiling up a lot of people who came from all over the country. I mean, I've listened to the interviews. The people who are there in the Stop the Steal rallies. And let's see if they defy the curfew tonight. I hope they don't. I hope the curfew holds. The curfew's on already in moments in D.C. 15 minutes from now it starts. We will be right back before then. Coming right back on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Governor Chris Christie tweeted out an important tweet, and he is somebody who he was the first truly national figure to actually endorse Trump for president. And he did it very shortly, I think a matter of days after the New Hampshire primary, after Trump had won the New Hampshire primary and Christie had finished, I think it was fourth in New Hampshire, and he dropped out as a candidate and endorsed Trump. He just wrote this on Twitter about 10 minutes ago. What has happened in the Capitol today is reprehensible and un-American. An attack on our Capitol is an attack on our democracy itself. At Real Donald Trump, the president, must make clear that this conduct must stop now. The Capitol must be cleared and Congress should be permitted to do its work. And Lindsey Graham, another very strong supporter of President Trump, one of his most effective supporters in the U.S. Senate, without doubt. But Lindsey says the U.S. Senate must reconvene today and finish our constitutional work, calling for federal officials to form a task force to identify those who breached the Capitol, vandalized our national institutions, and expect prosecutions to the fullest extent of the law. Amen to that. And for a law and order president, that should be an obvious one. Caitlin Collins of CNN tweets, the U.S. Capitol was breached today for the first time since 1814 when the British attacked and attacked it and set it on fire during the War of 1812. According to the Director of Scholarship and Operations with the U.S. Capitol Historical Society, the White House was more seriously burned. And that might be what she's thinking of. The Capitol building, there was also a bombing attack on the Capitol building that actually killed people back in the Visitor Center in the bad old days of violent left-wing craziness and bombings. Just a 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Just one spot of good news. I'm looking at voter turnout in this last election, because all you hear about is what a disaster this election is and how terrible it was and how shameful it was. One of the things we've been talking about for a long time, and this is people on the left and people on the right. Remember, people say, well, it's a turnout election. The reason the things end up being a turnout election is because there's always a big chunk of folks who don't show up. But in this last election, there were at least 159 million, and some people think as many as 165 million who voted. In other words, the the voting turnout went up by over 20, almost 24 million from 2016. Now, that's not natural growth. That's not growth in the voting population. The turnout this last time ended up being a minimum of 66%. Most people think it was closer to 68%. But that's compared to when Trump was elected, it was 59%. When Obama was reelected, it was only 54%. Turnout soared. People came out. Why? Because they were concerned about the country. I mean, it's been a very, very turbulent 4 years. And particularly in the midst of a pandemic, to have that kind of turnout, which is, by any standards, it's the highest turnout at least since 1900, so in 120 years. And the only reason it could be more in an election like 1900 is because at that time, there were a whole group of people who weren't eligible to vote called women. And this time, as a percentage of the voting age population, at least 66, at least two-thirds. Okay, but here's another thing. And it's one of those things that I think, honest to God, if Republicans want to have a future, if President Trump wants to have a future, this has to be very, very clear. The exit polling shows that 14% of the people who voted. So, given how many people voted, of 20 million people who never voted before, it's first time ever voting. And who'd they come out to vote for? 32% of the first-time voters voted for Donald Trump. 64%, exactly twice as many, voted for Joe Biden. And the same thing goes along with people who voted for the first time because of their age. 18 to 29-year-olds, Biden 60%, Trump 36%. If conservatives are going to have a future in this country, if we're going to have a viable party in the future offering a conservative alternative to some of the crazy liberalism, yes, that is threatening to American institutions, and I think threatening to some core American values. And yes, I think it needs to be combated and resisted, but you do that by offering some kind of constructive and optimistic alternative. You don't do that by trashing American institutions. And again, I think that one of the real problems here is by questioning an election where it is so obvious that it's not going to be overturned. It's so obvious that President Trump did not win. And to pretend otherwise is what? It's a form of mass folly that ends up having extraordinarily bad results. And yes, bad results too for the Republican Party. There are 13 days left, starting tomorrow, assuming that tomorrow is a full day. I do hope that Lindsey Graham is right and they're able to reconvene in the Capitol building tomorrow and get this job done and get this business done and move forward. But honestly, there needs to be some reassurance from the president about the remaining 13 days. If the president has it in mind to spend the next 13 days, when his term of office runs until, trying to undermine the results of the election, trying to discredit it, trying to threaten his opponents both within and outside the party, well, you see what the impact just was in Georgia. And by the way, I do think one of the reasons that Kelly Loeffler, running against a far more dubious candidate, I think that Raphael Warnock was a dubious candidate. He had said a lot of terrible things. He's way out on the left, way far out on the left. And Warnock won by more than Ossoff won by. Why? Well, because Loeffler had associated herself with, she was actually at that rally in Dalton, Georgia. Perdue was quarantined. And associating with the president and this message that that basically the entire electoral system in America doesn't work. This is the kind of thing that happens in third world countries, where people start street fighting and civil wars over disputed elections. Even our first civil war was about something more than that. The Capitol Police now say the Capitol building is secure. The 6 p.m. curfew takes effect within minutes in Washington, D.C., and I hope that the Capitol Police, the Metropolitan D.C. Police, and the National Guard, which is being deployed, that all of that will work to secure the Capitol. The there's this from The Hill. Protests at state capitals across the country turned threatening Wednesday as demonstrators entered legislative buildings and police escorted elected officials from their offices in response to violent threats. There's only one person who can do something about this. And he can do something about it by looking deep into his heart and doing the right thing for the country, for the people who support him. Mr. President, you had an eventful term. You accomplished some very wonderful things. But what you're doing right now is going to tarnish your legacy forever. He needs to turn it around. And we need to move on in a manner worthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.